Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks a lot for being here. Tonight, we have a little holiday treat for you. We're once again returning to Lily's cozy bakery on a rainy day, with a chance of snow in the forecast. This time, Lily hosts an annual event that brings her community together. If you haven't heard the first three stories in this series, don't worry. You can still listen to this one tonight and return to the others anytime you'd like. Let's settle in and unwind now, so that we're ready to enjoy our story. Start with a deep breath in through the nose, filling up your lungs. Then gently back out, letting the weight of your body sink into the bed. And again, gently in through the nose. And slowly breathing back out. Lily's Bakery is a place filled with charm and tranquility in the way it looks, sounds, feels, tastes, and no doubt in the way it smells. As you continue to breathe deeply for a few moments, think about your own favorite smells, those aromas that envelop you from head to toe in a feeling of calm the moment they hit your nostrils. It could be the smell of freshly brewed coffee, or rows of lavender bushes lining your path. Perhaps it's something uniquely your own that brings a sense of nostalgia. Or it might even be the smell of a local bakery near you after the first batch of breads, pastries, and sweet treats have come out of the oven in the morning. Let that essence of calm and satisfaction wash over you now with each deep breath, as we join Lily in her familiar home on another rainy morning. The first thing Lily hears when she opens her eyes is the sound of gentle rain coming down outside her window. There isn't even a hint of wind, so it's just the steady, rhythmic sound of droplets hitting the ground. She yawns, bringing her arms up over her head and stretching her legs out as far as they'll go. Then she relaxes into her soft bed, enjoying these last few moments of restfulness before the day begins in earnest. Lily has a big day ahead. She'll be hosting the annual cookie decorating party at the bakery. She made several batches of sugar cookies yesterday, but she's still got more to do before people start arriving later this morning. This is one of her favourite times of year. The bakery is always a nice place to be, but on cookie day, it's full of warmth, laughter, and the smiling faces of her friends and neighbours. Lily stretches once more, and then shifts her legs over the side of the bed and sits up. Her fuzzy slippers are right where she left them last night. She puts them on and then pulls her robe off the hook on the back of her bedroom door. Snuggling into its cozy warmth, she walks quietly into the kitchen. Her morning routine is almost always the same. First, she puts the kettle on. While she waits, she fills a metal tea bowl with a delicious cranberry orange spiced black tea. It's one of her favourites to drink in winter. When the water is hot, she pours it over the tea bowl into the cup and breathes deeply as the spicy steam fills the air around her. She pours in a splash of milk and then carries it over to her wooden window seat. The sun rises later at this time of year, so it's still quite dark outside. She can see the hint of a nightlight in her neighbour's house across the street, but most people here are still asleep. Because she opens the bakery every morning, Lily has to be awake before everyone else. She's always enjoyed that part of her job, being the one to usher people into their day with a cup of coffee and something sweet. She hopes it helps them start off right. Although she gazes out the window for quite some time, the sky overhead stays dark and cloudy. They were forecasting snow today, she thinks to herself. I wonder if it will come after all. She brushes the back of her hand against the cold glass of the window. It just has to get a bit colder, she thinks with a smile. Snowy days always make the bakery a bit more magical to Lily. From where she works behind the counter, she has a clear view out the windows to the street. Whenever it snows, she likes watching it pile up on the pavements, where children run through it, laughing and smiling, or build snowmen by the street lamps. She's always enjoyed watching the rain too, of course. But everyone needs a little extra magic sometimes, she thinks to herself. Lily takes a last sip of tea and carries the cup over to the sink. She washes it and leaves it to dry on her bamboo rack. Then she heads back into her bedroom to get dressed. Every year during the cookie party, Lily wears the same charming sweater. She got it several years ago as a Christmas gift. It features a friendly snowman with large trees in the background. The snowman was knit as a pile of squares rather than circles and has a very goofy grin. It makes her smile every time she wears it. And her customers always seem to enjoy it too. When she's ready, she walks out of her bedroom to the front entryway. Lily pulls on her coat, scarf, hat, and gloves. Then she picks up her new umbrella, green with yellow polka dots and a handle shaped like a duck's head, and loops the cord around her wrist. Closing her door with a click, she steps out into the early morning rain. It's let up a bit since she was in bed. Now, it's more of a drizzle, but she still prefers the warm and dry comfort to be found beneath her umbrella. Lily slides it open and holds it above her head. The drops make a gentle pitter-patter on the cheerful fabric as she begins to walk down the road. Every time she uses this umbrella, it makes her think of her friends and longtime customers at the bakery. When her trusty old umbrella broke during an autumn storm, they bought her a new one as a gift. It was a gesture of kindness she thinks about often, and she's happy for the reminder on this rainy morning as she gazes up through the colourful polka dots streaked with lines of water. Looking over at her neighbour's window, she's surprised to see a black cat instead of a white one. It peers at her with watchful eyes as it presses its nose to the glass. Then, just behind it, Lily spots a flicker of white. Sure enough, it's a tail belonging to the cat she's used to seeing on her walk to work. She watches as the cats readjust and curl up together, like semicircles completing each other's pattern. How nice for the white cat to have a new friend, Lily thinks. Now they can keep each other company. With a smile, Lily continues on her way down to the bakery. Soon, the familiar multicolored door comes into view. The first hint of dim gray morning light is playing on the horizon, and it's just enough for her to make out the different hand-painted hues. Soon, she's sliding the key into the lock and turning the handle to open the door. Stepping into the warmth of the bakery, she gently shakes out her umbrella and leaves it to dry in the entryway. Lily wipes her feet on the mat and then takes a deep breath in. It's her way of transitioning from outside to inside. She can smell the ever-present aroma of roasted coffee beans, along with a hint of burnt sugar from yesterday's cookies. It makes her think of toasted marshmallows with its sharp sweetness. She steps forward and flicks on the lights, bringing the bakery to life. Then she walks over to the seating area, bends down, and plugs in the strand of fairy lights that twinkle overhead. Now, she's ready to start the day. Normally, she begins by making a big batch of sticky cinnamon rolls. But on this day, everything's a bit different. She still has a couple of batches of cookies to make to ensure she has enough of all the right kinds for later. Lily heads over to the pantry and gets out all the dry ingredients she'll need. She's making double batches of both chocolate chip cookies and stained glass sugar cookies. First, she pours out flour, white sugar, brown sugar, vanilla extract, black treacle, and chocolate chips. Then, she finds the cornstarch and salt. And finally, she pulls out a bag of colourful, hard candies. She'll melt these down to form the panes of glass in the stained glass cookies. From the refrigerator, she gets the baking soda and eggs. The butter has been softening on the countertop, so it's the perfect texture to use now. Lily divides everything by batch, then mixes the dry and wet ingredients in separate bowls. When she's ready, she combines these until the dough is the perfect consistency. For the chocolate chip cookies, she folds in the chips carefully so they don't break apart. Then piles the dough evenly onto a tray using an ice cream scoop and puts the tray in the oven to bake. For the stained glass cookies, she wraps the dough and then places it into the refrigerator to chill. This will help it firm up so it's easier to roll out and cut into shapes later on. Just as the delicious fragrance of baking cookies begins to fill the air, her first customer of the day walks in. As usual, it's Seamus, here for his cup of coffee and sweet treat. Most days, he enjoys a cinnamon roll, but on cookie day, he likes to be the first to sample whatever Lily has in the oven. Just to be sure they've turned out all right, he always jokes with a twinkle in his eye. She has his coffee poured before he reaches the counter and slides it across the wooden surface towards him. Seamus adjusts the newspaper he has folded under his arm before picking up the cup. "What kinds are you making this year?" he asks, eyeing the oven hopefully. "Chocolate chip, plain sugar, and stained glass," says Lily with a smile. "I suppose I'll have to test out one of each, if you'll let me," he says. "After all, I've got to make sure they've turned out all right, don't I?" Lily laughs and nods her head. "Of course you do," she says. "I couldn't do cookie day without you." Seamus walks over to the window and sits down. He has the perfect view of the street with all its puddles, just as the first rays of morning light are beginning to fill the sky behind the thick cover of clouds. Though the sun has yet to break through the clouds, it makes them a lighter shade of grey. Just then, The timer tells Lily the chocolate chip cookies are ready to come out of the oven. She slips her hands into her oven mitts and opens the door. A warm gust of air greets her as she peers inside. The cookies are puffy and golden brown, and the chocolate is gooey and thick, even though it's still holding its shape more or less. She pulls out the tray and sets it on a wire rack to cool. The warm, sugary smell of freshly baked cookies fills the bakery. It's a magical scent, Lily thinks, making every place it appears feel more like home. Soon, it's time for her to retrieve the sugar cookie dough from the refrigerator. It's cold and firm to the touch. Setting it on her wooden table, she takes out her rolling pin. With smooth, deliberate motions, she rolls out the dough until it's the perfect thickness. Then, she uses square, rectangular, and circular cookie cutters to shape it. Once she has the basic outlines, she uses a second set of cutters to remove smaller designs from the center of the cookies. There are bells, trees, ornaments, snowflakes, and more. She takes the cookies and arranges them on a prepared baking sheet. Next, she divides handfuls of the colorful hard candy into bags by shade. Using her rolling pin, she crushes the candy into tiny pieces. Then, she uses a teaspoon to sprinkle the sweet dustings into the cut-out centers of the cookies. When they're heated, the candy bits will melt together, forming stained glass held in place on all sides by a cookie window frame. Once they're ready, she takes the trays and slides them into the oven to bake. For a few moments, Lily can slow down and enjoy the day unfolding before her. The sky is brighter now, though it's still drizzling outside. People are beginning to come out of their homes, some walking, others driving. A handful of other customers trickle in, one by one, including Rose, one of her regulars, and Gwen Spencer, along with her two young twin boys. The only reason Lily can tell the twins apart is because one wears glasses and one doesn't. Otherwise, they are dressed exactly the same, in red shirts and blue jeans, with green fuzzy walker socks. The twins are only 2 years old, and they both enjoy toddling around the bakery, playing in the kids' corner and greeting the other guests. They also know they're likely to get a sweet treat from Lily whenever they come to visit. Seeing them reminds Lily that she still has some preparation to do before the cookie party begins. Wiping her hands on her apron, she walks over to the pantry and gathers all of the cookie decorating supplies she can find. There are sprinkles in every shape and colour, thin ones, flat ones, and round gold and silver balls. She also finds jars of coloured decorative sugar, green, blue, red, yellow, and purple. There are chocolate curls, coconut flakes, and tins of crushed peppermint candy. She places them all into a large basket, which she carries out to the seating area. She lays out an assortment of decorations on every table, along with tubes of icing sugar and colourful gel, and shakers filled with powdered sugar. Finally, from the very back of the pantry, she pulls out a large metal tree. Each of the branches is ribbed so that ornaments can be hung from it all the way down. But instead of ornaments, the tree will hold as many of the decorated cookies as it can. When her timer goes off, Lily returns to the oven and removes the stained glass cookies. She smiles to herself. They look absolutely perfect. Each cookie has a glossy center in bright and vivid red, blue, orange, yellow, or green. As they cool, she gets out the plain sugar cookies she made yesterday. These have already been cut into fun shapes, like snow people, evergreen trees, snowflakes, and stars. One by one, she arranges all of the different types of cookies onto large silver platters. Every table will have its own, so people can choose to decorate whatever they'd like. But before she carries out the larger trays, she has a special delivery to make. She places one of each kind of cookie onto a small plate, which she sets down right in front of Seamus. He smiles broadly as he lifts the chocolate chip cookie to his mouth. Taking a bite, he sighs with contentment. "I think these are the best cookies you've ever made," he says. "In fact, I think they're the perfect cookies." This is what he tells her every year about each of the cookies. Happiness wells up inside Lily as she thinks of the satisfaction of a job well done. Every time she bakes a cinnamon roll, a croissant, or a cookie that someone enjoys, the knowledge makes her day a little brighter. Returning to the counter, she retrieves each of the larger trays and sets them on the tables. Then, glancing up at the clock, she sees that it's just about time for people to start arriving. As if on cue, the door opens and the first guests wander inside. It's one of the new families in town. They glance around with an endearing shyness. Lily waves to them and lets them know they can choose a table and start any time they'd like. They smile gratefully and pick a spot close to the door. Next comes an elderly couple who are here visiting their grandchildren. They always stop by if they have time while they're in town. They sit near Seamus, exchanging friendly greetings before settling in. One by one, people Lily knows from around town pour into her bakery. Old and young, by themselves or with family and friends. All are welcome to the annual cookie decorating party. Everyone finds a place to sit or stand around the tables, crowded with supplies. Before long, the whole shop is abuzz with chatter, laughter, and the sound of people shaking sprinkles, squeezing icing tubes, and having fun. Looking around the cozy space, Lily feels completely at peace. She can't imagine a better place to be than right here, feeling the warmth and comfort of community. As the thought crosses her mind, she glances out the window in time to see the very first snowflakes fall to the ground. Soon, one of the children sees them too. "It's snowing," the girl says, tapping her mother on the shoulder and pointing through the glass. Lily hears the chatter slow to quiet whispering as everyone turns to gaze out the window. A delicate dusting of snow appears on everything outside, from cars to street lamps and paving stones. For a moment, she wonders if her neighbor's cats are watching the snow falling outside their window, too. Perhaps it's the joy of being around everyone in the bakery, or maybe it's the magical nature of winter. Lily isn't sure, but she's drawn outside to feel the touch of snow on her skin, even for just a moment. Quietly, she slips around the front of the counter and over to the door. She pulls it open and steps outside. Looking up to the sky, Lily spreads her arms out to either side and twirls slowly in a circle. Snowflakes land on her cheeks and nose, and she smiles, her eyes crinkling at the corners. Feeling like a child again, she sticks out her tongue and catches a cold snowflake on it. More land on her arms and in the palms of her hands as she turns, laughing to herself. Then she pauses for a moment, still looking skyward, to appreciate the beauty of the snowy day. Everything seems quieter, covered in a magical hush brought by the snow. In the distance, a crow waddles across the white ground, leaving a trail of footprints behind it. Lily's boots have left imprints in the snow too, she sees. With a happy smile, she waves goodbye to the crow and the snow and makes her way back inside the warm and toasty bakery. all around her, people are enjoying themselves as they decorate cookies. She sees palm-sized snow people with scarves and hats, green frosted trees with colourful ornaments, white and blue snowflakes with delicately iced edges, and white candles with curving yellow flames. There are stained glass cookies dusted with powdered sugar and attached to pieces of ribbon and string, and chocolate chip cookies with the occasional bite missing. The first few people have begun to hang some of their cookie ornaments on the metal tree in the corner. While most of the people take their cookies home, many leave one behind on the tree, where it will stay until the new year. Lily picks up one of the stained glass cookies and lifts it to her lips. She takes a bite, feeling the deliciously buttery crumbs melt in her mouth. At its center, the pain of candy glass is sweet on her tongue. There's nothing better than a freshly baked cookie, Lily thinks to herself. For the rest of the day, she'll help her friends decorate their cookies in countless fun and unique ways. She'll eat a couple more, and maybe even have an afternoon coffee as a treat. But for now, she's content to stand here, taking in the festive atmosphere as the magical snow falls outside the window of the bakery.